Cindy Perlman with us from Las Vegas with the news Spinal Tap fans have been waiting for. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. And Spinal Tap fans have been counting the days for many decades, and finally they're getting it. This is Spinal Tap, a sequel called Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Great title. Follows Spinal Tap reuniting for one final concert, which is contractually mandated after the death of their manager, Ian Faith. The best news of all, Rob Reiner's back, who directed the original cast, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, all back. And cool cameos, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks.
Wow, and it's hard to believe the movie came out, was it 1984?
The movie came out in 1984, and the cool thing is the new film opens September 12th, but at the same time, they're going to re-release the original film that's been all, you know, doctored up and digitized and a few little tweaks, and that's going to come out with the newly restored edition, both in the theaters and then on streaming.
So, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, I love that. Is that going to be in theaters or streaming, do we know?
I believe theaters, which is cool, good. And the original is going to be back in theaters, too, so a good double feature to catch this fall.
Yeah, I imagine the band is still running around trying to get upstairs. They are lost in that basement, remember? Saturday Night Live certainly getting a lot of attention because this is their 50th anniversary year, and this is a new reason to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, isn't it?
Always a cool place, a good road trip from Chicago. And part of the 50th anniversary year is they're doing an exhibit called SNL, Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of Music. And all the cool acts that have been on SNL, like who hasn't been on SNL? Gaga, Springsteen, The Stones, Madonna, Bono, Blondie, the list goes on. And SNL's known for breaking so many new bands. This is going to be a special exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the performances, photos, cool video installations, and a virtual experience where you can feel like you're on that stage, too.
And it opens May 23rd. You can get info at rockhall.com. Let's talk about Robert De Niro because he recently turned 81, and it seems like he's busier than ever now, doesn't it?
He's 81. He works nonstop. And the one question people have hounded him with is will there be another Meet the Parents? And he's finally saying yes. And it's not just him. They're together. They've all signed up. Ben Stiller, Terry Polo, Blythe Danner are back. No word on Barbara Streisand, who was so good as Ben Stiller's mother. But he said they're going to do number 4 of Meet the Parents, starting to film pretty soon. So that's exciting.
You know, when they force him out to publicize a movie on talk shows, it seems like he's always doing it against his will. He's very uncomfortable in that format. Have you ever had a chance to spend any time with him, Cindy?
I had to interview Al Pacino and Robert De Niro together for the movie Heat. And the prerequisite of the whole thing was you had to order a steak. And I said, no, it's okay. I don't want steak at like 8 in the morning. And some guy said, you will have steak. And I was like, okay, I'll have steak. And it was so funny. Robert De Niro said weird, rambling sentences. And Al Pacino kept looking at me and rolling his eyes on the side. Very hard to keep a straight face. But that's Robert De Niro. He's his own guy.
Yeah, I guess so. Blake Shelton had a break from The Voice, but he is keeping busy. Tell us what he's up to.
He's not just working the land, Bob. He's got that big ranch in Oklahoma, and we see him sometimes in camouflage vests and photo ops. But no, he's been busy in the studio, too. He's got a new album called For Recreational Use Only, out May 9th. And there's a nice single called Texas, one of those infectious songs that's already out. You can download it and stream it. And one thing with Blake, too, he said Gwen is going to be on every album, his wife Gwen Stefani. And he said they've also thought of maybe the sons, her sons joining a band. He said Gwen's dream come true would be to have a family band.
I saw that country special with Ringo, because Ringo has that country album out, and it looked like the people, I guess, I think it was in the Grand Ole Opry, it seemed like they're accepting Ringo in the country music world, aren't they?
Anything Ringo wants to do, everyone wants him to show up. That was so cool. I got to interview him a few weeks ago. and it's Ringo. I mean, it was when you get a notice saying, do you want to interview Ringo? It's like, this is a career highlight. So, yeah, I think the country people love him. The rock people love him. And country people are pretty accepting.
Were there any rules about, you know, not asking Ringo anything about the Beatles? Did they tell you that?
I was shocked. I thought for sure there would be rules about that. But no, he was sitting on a stage in Nashville before he was going to go on. And he was in a mood just to talk about anything. So I guess he's at that age where it's anything goes. And of course, he did the peace sign a few times. But
of course,
no,
yeah.
He was very committed to the peace sign and now doing country music.
I'm sure you got a few peace and loves. And finally, we have something in the celebrity parent tip department. What's this?
You know, we don't usually do this during these segments, but little parenting advice. The other day, Ben Affleck's 13-year-old son, Sam, was tooling around Beverly Hills with dad. And he saw, you know, a pair of $6,000 sneakers that the kid really wanted. Because you have $6,000 sneakers, don't you, Bob?
Oh, several, of course. Mm-hmm. Done
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me too. So the little boy said, can we buy them, Dad? And Ben said, no. And the kid said, why not? We're rich. And Ben Affleck said, because you need to mow a lot of lawns to get those sneakers. And by the way, son, we're rich. You're broke, which I sort of like that advice.
Yeah, me too. That's telling it like it is. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thanks, Cindy. You have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
Dean Richards is off, but he did leave us some recommendations for things to do this weekend.
In music this week, Grammy Award winners Mumford & Sons come to town playing the Chicago Theater Saturday night.
Even though I got music, you rap next with my Lunchables.
Rapper Glorilla is at the Salt Shed on Sunday. Classic rockers Head East celebrate the 50th anniversary of their breakthrough album at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles Saturday. And the Tex-Mex group Intocable play the Allstate Arena on Saturday. Sunday, it's Susan Vega at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And singer-songwriter Role Model plays the Riviera in Uptown.
Mike, that man went from Diddy to Diddy Do It. Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
For laughs, SNL veteran Jay Farrow is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Also Saturday, Tom Green visits the Park West. And comedian Rachel Feinstein hits the Comedy Vault in Batavia through Saturday. On stage this weekend, Music Theater Works presents its revival of the classic musical Guys and Dolls. See it at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts at the Raven Theater. It's the Sam Shepard classic play, A Lie of the Mind, playing through March 29th. And Sunday's the last day for Steppenwolf's production of Sam Shepard's Fool for Love. Also, the Illinois Holocaust Museum looks back at the dark day in American history when Japanese Americans were sent to internment camps during World War II. See Resilience, the exhibition, through June 1st. And finally, keep in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day with a run in the Shamrock Shuffle in Grant Park, Sunday.
And it is opening weekend for Snow White. Lots of controversy about it. Here is Dean's review.
Now, as far as new movies this week, the big one is the new live-action version of Snow White. Don't believe all the negative hype that's been out there about this movie. The new Snow White is a complete joy, a beautiful tribute to the original, but also a live-action treasure, one of Disney's best so far. With great performances, wonderful songs, it's a visual treat and a Dean's List A.